Revelation chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from heaven say, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall not be any more death, or sorrow, or crying, neither shall there be any more pain, because the former things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Then he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who thirsts, I will give freely of the fountain of the water of life. The one who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And one of the seven angels that had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, and I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her radiance was like a most precious stone, as crystal clear as jasper stone. And the city also had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels. And inscribed on the gates were the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east were 3 gates. On the north were 3 gates. On the south were 3 gates. On the west were 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations. And written on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who was speaking with me had a golden measuring rod, so that he might measure the city, and its gates, and its wall. And the city lies 4 square, for its length is as long as its breadth. And he measured the city with the rod, 12,000 furlongs. The length, and the breadth, and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall, 144 cubits. The angel's measure was according to a man's. And the structure of its wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with every precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysopasis, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the gates respectively was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as transparent as glass. And I saw no temple in it, For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon, that they should shine in it, because the glory of God enlightens it, and the light of it is the Lamb. And the nations that are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates shall never be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. And nothing that defiles shall ever enter into it. Nor shall anyone who practices an abomination or devises a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.